Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and today I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. 90 meditations provide brief biblical encouragements when your mind is on overload. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 5:20.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 5:20. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Did you know that you have a very important role to fulfill? That's right. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador. In physical terms, an ambassador is the highest-ranking person to represent his own government while living in the foreign land to which he's been temporarily assigned by his own country's leader. His role is to communicate well with the locals and develop good relationships with them. He serves as a bridge between his home country and the foreign country. During his stay in the foreign land, he takes his marching orders from his country's leader, to whom he has direct access any time, day or night. God's Word and Jesus' life show us how this works in spiritual terms and how it applies to us today. First, Philippians 2 tells us that Jesus left his home in heaven to take up residence on earth. This was a temporary assignment given by God the Father. As spiritual ambassadors, we are assigned to the same task here on earth. 1 Peter 2 tells us that we are foreigners and aliens here, and we're to be careful about how we live among our unbelieving neighbors. Philippians 3:20 reminds us that we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus lives. So this earth is not our home. Our passport belongs in heaven. That's where we're from. We're temporary residents here in a culture vastly foreign to where our citizenship lies. And perhaps that's why we feel out of place sometimes. Second, Jesus developed relationships with the locals. He spent hours teaching in the synagogue, speaking to crowds on the hillsides, and meeting with individuals like the rich young ruler and the Samaritan woman who came to draw water from the village well. He attended wedding banquets and dinner parties in people's homes. He touched the untouchables, and he healed the sick, the lame, and the blind. He cried with those who cried, and he fed those who were hungry. He compared himself to a doctor whose mission is to treat the sick, not the healthy. In the same way, as Christ followers, we're here to build up the church, the body of Christ. But we're also here for those who are not yet part of the church, those who are not yet reconciled to God. It's always more comfortable spending time with people who believe the same way we do, rather than with those who are different than ourselves. But Jesus went out of his way to pursue those different than himself because he valued them. As his ambassadors, we're to do the same. So let's be intentional about building relationships with those who don't believe as we do. Let's get to know them by volunteering in our kids' school, joining special interest clubs, and associating outside the office with our coworkers and with our neighbors. Let's ask God to make us available to people who have a need or a problem and to give us creative ways to help. My husband and I have prayed that many times, and God has answered in amazing ways. Third, Jesus communicated well with the locals. He spoke a language they understood, introducing spiritual truths through stories about everyday life. As his followers, it's easy for us to speak a language unbelievers don't understand. We might assume they know what sin is, or that they believe in God, but we might be wrong on both counts. More and more, our culture is shifting away from God and the Bible. I've heard discussions within evangelistic movements that say we can no longer just hand people a Bible and tell them to start reading in the book of John. Rather, we need to start by encouraging them to read Genesis so they can learn about sin, how it entered the world, and how it caused a separation between God and man. We need to be prepared to tell stories of what Christ has done in our own lives and about the difference knowing him makes when we're in a stressful or scary situation. And we need to forego Christian lingo like sanctification and propitiation, difficult words unbelievers just won't understand. Fourth, Jesus became the bridge between heaven and earth, God and man. He not only explained the way of reconciliation between sinful man and holy God, he provided the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said in John 14:6. As God's ambassadors, we are the connection between heaven and earth for unbelievers. So our lives must align with our message, so we represent the King of our homeland well. How do we respond to the storms of life? Do we wring our hands and talk about how worried or scared we are? Or do we reflect the peace that passes understanding? How do we engage in conversation about others? With gossip and criticism? Or with respect and compassion? What priorities do others see when they look at our lives? Do they see generosity or greed? Do they see a life that's God-centered or self-centered? We are the bridge, and God uses us to speak to others through our words, attitudes, and our actions. Let's be that strong connection that leads people into relationship with Jesus. And last, Jesus received and obeyed his marching orders from the homeland's king. In John 14:10, he said, "The words I say are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me." In John 5:19, he said, "I assure you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does." When he faced arrest and crucifixion, he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." As Christ's ambassadors, we're not here to serve our own purposes. We're here to follow the orders we receive from our homeland's king. He gives us our marching orders, and we respond with a, "Yes, sir." Our ability to do so comes from knowing the king and trusting him because of who he is, even when doing so is hard. The thought of being God's ambassador might feel intimidating. We might feel woefully inadequate for the job. We might even think it's best left to the professionals, you know, the pastor or the career missionary or Sunday school teachers. Fear tells us that we might offend someone or make a mistake as we talk about Christ or not have an answer if someone asks a question. but let's align our thoughts with God's truth. The role of ambassador belongs to everyone who has placed their faith in Jesus Christ, and He will help us do that job with love and with excellence wherever we are, whether in our own home, across the street from our own home, or across an ocean. We have been appointed. Let's do our job well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege of serving as your ambassador. Help us be courageous, intentional, and wise in building relationships with people who hold beliefs that differ from ours. Help us communicate well with them, not just through words, but also through showing love by listening to them. Make us effective bridges between heaven and earth, faithful to reflect Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, help us live surrendered to you, receiving and obeying your commands with joyful hearts. Thank you for giving us access to you at any time, day or night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.